Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Meg.
I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast, what are we talking about?
Hype men. Do to get the party started before you even got to hit the stage or whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah, I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah, or it might not.
I just keep trying to hype, but I can't do it.
Yeah, well, you got to have tenacity and audacity.
We'll talk about that and nothing else.
Yeah. Magic Fingers brownstone over there. You've seen those moments before air was struck.
It's hard. It's hard work over here.
Yeah, you do it so well. I don't even notice that you're working.
It was harder, especially since we're skipping two. So I had to hold my fingers over 1, 3, and 4.
Uh-huh. Luckily, he plays the keyboard.
Right. I should have used my thumb on 1. That's a keyboard reference.
Over my head.
Yep.
So we were just discussing the big game last weekend.
Yeah, football game.
Yeah, it was Notre Dame, which I thought was in Boston until 2 days before the game.
Isn't it in Illinois?
Yeah, it's in Indiana somewhere. But
because I don't know where it is. Yeah, still.
But I guess I thought since it was Irish, it was just in Boston.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
The Patriots are in Boston, right?
The dogs were, their worst behavior as usual.
But why is the Notre Dame Cathedral in France, in Paris, if it's Irish?
It's not.
Were they Irish though? Like that's their mascot is Irish.
The Fighting Irish.
Oh, Notre Dame. Okay,
it's like a leprechaun who's putting up.
Oh
his,
yeah,
his
I'm,
or her.
I'm
dukes.
Familiar with that guy.
Oh, okay,
is he the same as the Celtic? Man,
what
doesn't they don't the Celtics have a similar duking out man?
Don't they have a shamrock?
I don't know.
I'm sure people love hearing people who know nothing about sports talk about sports.
They have a bearded redheaded guy.
Notre Dame, they seemed pretty nice. Their fans.
Oh yeah. Okay, so what was your experience? You parked?
Oh yeah, I parked cars. I worked the CBS. IZOD game zone at the Georgia Theater.
So what is CBS? How does CBS and IZOD get down?
I don't know. I don't know, corporately.
Okay. What is IZOD? It's a
shirt.
Polo shirt company?
Yeah, sponsored by IZOD. That's why they left a million shirts at our Georgia Theater.
I really think that I don't like IZOD the way the word looks. It's not appealing.
No, it makes me think of like a Power Rangers, like,
I always thought it was like Target brand or, you know, like Mossimo or.
It's not, though. It used to be lacrosse. Then they separated. Oh. So IZOD used to be lacrosse, but now it's IZOD lacrosse.
Are you saying Lacoste?
Sure.
Lacoste.
Lacoste, yes.
Oh, okay. Lacrosse is the sport. Lacoste is the alligator.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That used to be IZOD in the 80s.
And there's still Lacoste.
So back to IZOD.
That's now they're
interesting.
Just, yeah, they left some hideous polo shirts.
What are you going to do with them?
Why are they hideous? I mean, polo shirts are already, you know, I don't
they
like
They don't
them.
Look flattering on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think.
It's for golfing.
Yeah.
I kind of like a feminine polo shirt. My mom
what is
had
that?
A. My mom had a bunch of them. My mom had a bunch of polo shirts that I wore growing up.
Granny polo shirts, the ones with the taper.
Yeah, they were tapered. They were like shorter sleeve. Like, oh, they might have even been, what do you call that? A puffed sleeve, like slightly puffed, and they were colorful horizontal stripes.
Hmm. Okay.
She had like three of them, and I wore all of them to death. I don't know if they exist anymore.
Did you also have the matching visor?
No. I would wear those and then with bell bottoms. Like, that was what I wore in high school.
Whew. That's cute. I think that's cute.
It was also pre-2000, so it's allowed.
No bell bottoms after 2000?
No bell bottoms after fall 2000. October 2000, if you were in bell bottoms, you were probably not cool.
Okay. I think I was out of the bell bottoms by October 2000.
My mom had a visor phase.
Oh, yeah, your mom.
Florida, though.
Yeah. She had like a ton of visors, like my mom, at least seven. That's not a ton, but.
Anytime we go to the lake, my mom still wears a visor.
It's a cool thing to have.
You know what's great about a visor for someone with long hair is, you know, if you you can have the hair up instead of falling in the back.
I think the visor is very practical.
Yeah.
When I worked at a car wash, I liked the visor look.
You know, like
you worked at a car wash?
I did, and I had long hair, so I'd like to wear the visor with the long hair.
You know, the fanny pack's back.
It's been back. It comes in and out.
I think the visor could come back.
I'm immersed in the fanny pack, and I'm like, I'm getting pretty sick of it. My fanny packs, I have three of them, and they're all pretty rat-a-tatty at this point.
There's a culture feature.
Rat-a-tatty, like the Pokemon?
Is that a Pokemon?
I think so.
Professional wrestlers have never stopped using the fanny pack.
I mean, they're very practical.
Especially if you're working out and you're wearing like fitness wear.
That's what Meg does. She works out.
Yeah, and then you have to keep your power gels in there. Suck them down every 20 minutes.
That's real. Your pre-workout. I actually have a purse-size hairbrush, which I now keep in my car so I can brush my hair during stoplights. Very luxurious.
How often do you... Is that for the look of the hair or for the feel of it being brushed?
I usually try and avoid stoplights, and the whole time I'm there, I'm pretty annoyed.
Okay.
So I feel like I need something to kind of distract myself.
Yeah, it's kind of a anti-anxiety tactic.
Yeah.
I like that. Better than looking at your phone.
I don't look at my phone, but I look at the other light to see if it's going to change a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like, trying to anticipate when my light's going to turn green.
Yeah. I got stopped by a flagger on that road that comes from Five Points to Alps. You know that road?
Yeah.
And like, we were there for way too long.
I like that road. That's where I want to have a road race.
Is that Westview?
Yeah. Westlake.
Westlake. Yeah. West something.
Westlake. It looks like it would be a great race. 4 a.m.
I think. Oh, yeah.
Because it has, you know, like those curvy parts.
Like a leg race?
A car race.
Formula One.
Mm-hmm. My Cadillac versus any comers.
Well, I'm glad that you leaned in for that one. It was weird because, like, Safi was like, why are we stopped? And I was like, okay, there's this guy, he's got a stop sign, and we're all stopped. And then it kind of, like, she doesn't really get that anxious in the car, but it was like, she was like, I hate this. Like, I hate this right now. And I was like, oh, I get it. Like, what's going on here? And it seemed like it took 5 minutes, like, to where traffic was backed up onto Lumpkin.
How close to the flagger were you?
I was third in line.
You couldn't have had her get out of the car and maybe just
thought about honking. Because for a while, no cars were coming. And it's just like, what's going on here, flagger guys? They get paid really well, though, like $20 an hour, I think, to flag.
Yeah.
So there's that. you guys were talking about traffic.
Traffic? Kind of.
So any stories from the game?
No, just the dogs stink.
Oh, the dogs fans?
The dogs.
The dogs. You prefer the fighting Irishmen.
Any Gamecocks fighting Irish.
Just generally Auburn rude elephants. Or generally?
Yeah, rude, demanding, violent, crude, bad people.
Hmm. You're giving a bad thumbs hair. Up as you say bad
that was because it was the fifth one. I said bad people and it was the worst where my thumb came to five.
Gotcha.
Yeah, ugly hair.
So were you there for ugly the hair. Story of, I heard this secondhand, but apparently there was a woman stumbling back to her car. And,
I wasn't there for this. Let me hear it. Lay it on me.
A woman was stumbling back to her car in the Ben's Bikes parking lot, and she thought she had locked her keys in her car, and she came up to him all, and she's like, she was clearly mm-hmm. drunk, and he was like, I don't know. I can't help you. We don't have the keys or anything. And she's like, oh, I think I was trying to get into the wrong car. And like he said, like there was a car with all the doors open. She's like, oh, I left the doors open on my car. She was just like,
that's
completely confused.
So that did happen, but he disappeared for a moment, and I never would have thought of that in like all moment in time again until he mentioned it.
Okay, so the punchline here is that she got in her car and started using the breast pump.
Oh yeah, he did tell me about that, and then he drove. He had someone back up. She was drunk. He didn't tell me about that. Wow. So he had someone pull into a parking spot. And they right as they're pulling in, she is sitting on her tailgate, breast pumping.
My gosh.
And she just like throws her hands up and he's like, we can go inside and talk about it right now, but I'm busy.
And my reaction to that was, that's a lot to go through just to get drunk. That just sounds horrible.
Well, isn't that mean her lactate's gonna be tainted?
You pump and dump is the terminology. Like you get the
alcohol out of your system.
Yeah. And then you're ready to go again, you know, so once you sober up.
She's pumping and dumping.
Pumping mm-hmm. and dumping is a myth. It's not going to help. She's probably just not breastfeeding. She probably just has a newborn.
Or maybe she's
like your breast can like market. Engorge and then you just need to get it out, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, have you guys ever seen?
I guess so. Like, you're the only person who has any information
yeah,
about this.
Why would I know anything about
this? I know all
this?
About
because
this.
Because I remember you told me one time that you had to just go into the bathroom and express.
People definitely pump and dump, though.
The last emperor of China.
Right. Whether it's myth or not.
She's
no,
probably
like it's
a
gonna,
wet nurse.
The myth is that it's going to help a
14-year-old boy.
She's like, I'm just keeping this going for as long as my body will let me.
The myth is that it's going to help your child in some way.
And like, doesn't
if you're feeling the effects of alcohol or if you've had consumed alcohol, they're going to get trace amounts of alcohol. You're not going to like... Nah.
So you think
the myth is
okay.
like,
she's not going to okay. wait long enough.
Look, this pump and dump.
No, pumping and dumping is like ruining breast milk because it's not, they're going to get it either way.
Oh, well.
Like as long as you're drunk.
If you are the woman who was pumping and dumping in the parking lot of Ben's Bikes, please call.
I think her breasts were like hurting and she needed to get the milk out.
Right.
She was also drunk.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I think, okay, so what's our phone number? This is what Donovan was
people used to call.
Into.
They stopped calling.
Well, they'll call again. I think I was suggesting you don't know the phone number anymore?
521-3716.
There we go.
That could be...
call that 521-7136.
That could be like Ben's Bikes number, though.
It's not Ben's Bikes.
351-7433.
So...
yeah.
You can we razzmatazz on some local businesses right now?
Sure. It's...
I really have no plans.
Oh yeah, why is Normal Hardware still open?
Mm.
Good question.
You know, those guys probably just are like, well, what are we gonna do if we retire?
Have we talked about? No, no, that's not why.
They own
that's
the
not
building.
Where, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, they own the building. That makes sense. Have we talked about when I went to go buy car wash liquid there?
Mm-mm.
No.
I went to buy this turtle wax stuff. It's covered in dust. The cap is like sun rotten. The bottle doesn't even have a motherfucking website on it because it's so old. Like, I think that I remember this turtle wax being in Kmart in like 1994.
Yeah.
And I think that's how long it's been sitting there in the back of Normal Hardware just waiting for my dumb ass to come get it. There's... now that I know they own the building, that's what's going on because I don't think there's a lot of inventory. There's getting keys made and screws purchased.
Yeah.
Otherwise, nothing's moving out of that place.
Right. I've actually had keys made there before.
A lot of people
were not.
No, they don't work. They don't listen to this. Here's an expose. Georgia Theater had normal hardware make 21 keys for them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep trying to do a local business a favor. Okay, Eddie, how many of them do you think didn't work?
22.
I'll say 8.
Oh, you were almost right with the first one. 6. 6 of the 21 not working.
Yeah.
That's not a good amount.
No, it should be 21 that worked. At one point, there was an actual locksmith on West Broad Street.
There's a minute key machine at the Walmart Market.
Oh.
And that thing works great.
I've never been to the Walmart Market.
I've only been there to have a key made.
Okay.
And it works fine.
Yeah, Lowe's has a thing like that where you just plug in the key.
Yeah, the one at Home Depot, if you try and do it yourself, someone's going to come and slap your hand. Because you have to have someone attend you at Home Depot to have a key made.
But Walmart Market, you're on your own.
The keys at Home Depot work pretty well, though.
You are 100% on your own. Here, I got this beautiful key from Home Depot, though.
Let's see it.
Yeah.
No, is it a dog's key?
No, it has a nice red inlay, though.
Oh, I do like
that.
Yeah,
that was only $1.22 made at Home Depot.
What a waste.
What do you mean? I had this was only 22 more cents.
The waste of, like, airtime. Like, why are we talking about this key that no one
when
else
we
can
could
see?
Be talking about?
Look, it's red.
Somebody, yeah, it's got red tape on it.
No,
or
it's
something.
An inlay. It came with the
no,
red inlay.
It's a nice translucent red inlay.
Okay, so y'all picture a key. Picture a key to a
it's
house.
It's a brass key.
Picture a brass key to a house.
Eddie,
with red.
This is prime stinking content.
It's got the little jaggies. You know the little jaggies that turn the key
yeah.
thing?
Jaggies?
I think those are called teeth.
And they're perfect. They're jaggies. Perfectly outlaid. Oh. Like an original.
What a sweet young
oh,
man.
So you when you start... put them in the door, you don't have to like kind of pull in and push.
No.
It opens any door. It opens any
in,
door.
Out,
when I turn 40, what am I going to act like this, Meg?
It's got lube on it. They're pre-lubricated.
This one is nice. Dry as a bone. But I'll tell you what. I got a small stainless steel, I'm sorry, some steel helmet in the mail from Amazon just yesterday.
A steel helmet?
It was a small one, a miniature steel helmet. It came like coated in some crazy grease. It was like hair palm.
Why would you order a small steel helmet?
Because it was only $3, and then I knew it was worth more than that. Turns out it's worth $45. It was one of those low current deals where I brought, you know, I keep my eye on Amazon for right. very inexpensive,
so,
but should be more expensive items.
Are you going to sell it on eBay?
No, it just looks great.
Oh, okay.
It's a real good looking helmet.
Okay.
Small. Makes a good decoration.
For a cat.
Eddie is hating this content on his podcast right now.
I'm just like powerless to it. What else did you order or buy?
I just recently bought a... okay. MAF sensor for my Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
That is a mass airflow sensor.
That's gonna help with your car.
Yeah, my Cadillac came from California. I think that a lot of the components are smog ridden on the air system.
It's like, what the fuck is all this humidity?
It came from Bakersfield, which is like probably the smoggiest part of California. It's in the valley outside of LA.
You know, Atlanta's pretty smoggy.
And yeah, sometimes here will smell like Bakersfield. It's funny.
Mm-hmm. We get that Atlanta draft.
Yeah, that odor. It's kind of sweet. It's almost like, ooh, it reminds me of being in California. When I get that funny little...
I was riding to school today with the kids and the windows are down. And like on, you know, on the overpass that we all have to go over, there's like plenty of... big trucks and like it was so fucking loud with the windows down.
You're talking about the Hugh Logan interchange?
Fuck the Hugh Logan interchange.
I hate the Hugh
it
Logan
is
interchange.
So terribly.
And especially
designed.
Since everyone drives like they don't know if they're about to turn on the next exit
right.
or what.
If there were right. reviews for the Hugh Logan interchange, it'd be like
how many knives, Eddie?
2 out of 5 stars.
That's how many like, knives you
I think
give the
one.
Hugh.
It's
yeah.
It's a disaster. I think, yeah, if you could give it 0 stars. That's my comment. Right. I'll give right, it one right, star, right. but then be like, if I could give it 0 stars.
Wow.
Yes.
But anyway, I think people kind of, like, it would get 2 stars. That's neither here nor there.
I like getting home.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that it takes me to my house.
I can't believe I'm driving over a train.
Why don't they label the turns a little bit more explicitly so not everyone is driving like they have just been born last night?
Okay, so that interchange has a problem. But driving with the windows down with kids makes you think, okay, they're breathing in all of this, like all this, yeah. like smog.
There's a man with a chainsaw just ripping outside your window.
Yeah, yeah, and there's also a man standing next to him with a weed whacker, a gas powered weed whacker,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, we're all just breathing it in, and it's
yeah,
it's what smog. We do. Yeah.
Speaking of that interchange, there's been a some kind of huge dead animal. Right there too.
Oh my god, I'm glad I keep the windows up, thank goodness.
Which is especially pungent. Kind of, you think on it's probably my bike.
A deer. It must be a deer, right?
I don't know, but I also like there's a big is the correct term hobo camp.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's a hobo camp.
Are you sure it's a dead animal? I think it could be.
Well, honestly, that's why I'm like, what's going on? Because don't these people who live down there like want to bury this thing that's dead? Because it smells okay. so terrible.
I thought you were suggesting that it was gangrenous toenails.
No, I'm suggesting that it is a dead animal.
So, do you think that they're going to come and like drag it and like dig a hole and put it in the hole? Like,
yeah.
I think
there's several people ceremony. That live down
how
there.
Much, yeah, but they're fighting I don't for their caloric yeah. intake. To get by on daily alcohol.
I don't think they're very much less organized either.
See,
whoa.
That was
okay.
That was an assumption that about the alcohol.
Okay.
Like, just because you're homeless doesn't mean you're...
Okay, you're right.
...an alcoholic. So, no, but I'm still thinking it's like, well, this is where we live, and it smells terrible for an obvious reason. Somebody's going to take care of it.
I think as soon as you go to pull on one of its legs, it's going to pop off and
yeah.
release an odor so foul
yeah.
into the land.
Yeah, remember Donovan's root canal story?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's just a bunch of root canals going on.
Oh, I hope not. I bet it's going to be even worse than that smell.
Under
which,
the bridge.
Which I just remembered the smell of my root canal as you mentioned it.
I won't mention it again.
Yeah. I could tell you what the smell was. It was like
was it like a gangrenous foot that had been cut off?
Do you know what a gangrenous foot smells like?
I think rotting flesh.
Yeah. I mean, this
dead.
Is definitely smelled.
It smells like
a dead thing.
A dead thing. Or a skunk. No, skunks smell like bad weed. Right? Like the skunk smell?
Yeah, I don't have anything against the skunk smell in a drive-by scenario. I've never been skunked myself.
He's killing a roach. That's cool.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Good for something, Jonathan.
I lock him in this room often because he's so loud in the mornings.
Meow.
He comes
he
into our
really
room
loud.
At like 5 a.m. and he's like, wake up. Everyone. And he's like, if you're not going to wake up, I'm going to go wake up your kids and then you're going to get up.
I was talking on my phone and he was meowing and I was like, I'm sorry for my cat. And the person on the other side was like, I thought that was one of your kids like crying. Like that was so loud.
Yeah.
So you just lock him in here?
And at 5 a.m.
So when is he allowed to go outside? Never.
Never.
Because that's what knocked Donovan off.
Yeah, but...
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors in going outside. I've actually seen several feral cats around our house in the last couple weeks.
They're probably going to start taking over now that you don't have a defender.
Yeah. So it feels like it kind of defeats the purpose of not letting him out, which my idea is like, I don't want him to kill a bunch of birds.
Well, I'd let him
and
like,
rodents.
He's less than a year at this house. Like we still have to get through December before he's a full year here.
Maybe spring.
And I just want him to know that this is where he lives. Like if he goes out and he gets out of the fence, I don't think he's coming back.
My concern is for wildlife.
But what if he doesn't come back?
Yeah,
then Meadowlark's going to be fucked. Like, she
and
likes,
there's a lot
Meadowlark
of...
likes him.
Well, just keep him in the house for a lot of reasons then.
Yeah, I think it's He's
just make sure you keep roaches.
He's into killing roaches.
Yeah, he gets out in the backyard on accident, and he likes that.
All right, so
yep, still 24th minute. So
yeah, there's
we can't talk.
I was asking my coworkers earlier today. If you had a fountain you were building, you know, price is of no question. What is the effigy of this fountain, or like, what are you putting in the center of your fountain of your fountain that you're building?
Probably like Poseidon, pretty much.
Right? Yeah, so you want Poseidon in yours?
No, I just think that's the classic.
Sure.
What's Ariel?
In your fountain?
I guess I haven't thought too out of the box on a fountain before. It's never been something I've I need a little time.
Sebastian. Okay.
So you want
what
Sebastian
was yours?
Yours?
I want to hear yours.
I don't even know if I've thought about mine yet. I was asking other people this. What do I want in my fountain? How about the angel falling? Like an angel falling into the fountain?
Okay. Oh, okay. With wings?
Yeah, almost like, you know, the Lucifer, like fallen angel, like that classic Dante depiction.
But falling into water.
Sure. Just a good.
Or are you going to have molten lava in your
fountain? No, it's going to look
fountain.
It's going to look like it's going to be made of like maybe a nice marble or something, you know, it's going to be large. So, you know, he's going to be up, you're looking up towards it. So it's going to probably be above it.
Water is like you're anointed with water.
Maybe
like water
be,
is like
Michael
baptism.
Keaton.
It's not
in like an angel movie.
No, that was John Travolta.
Oh, John
yeah,
Travolta.
It's John Travolta as Michael falling in.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't offend Meg's sensibilities as much.
Right.
So we'll stick with that.
It offends me. I'm just the.
Okay. So what's in, so no, what's going to be in your fountain, Meg?
I see. I'm not thinking of it being so. Representational, like
it
I
doesn't
just
have to be.
I want
what,
a lot
what's
of
be in your fountain.
I want.
They were talking about
prisms and color. I want a lot of colors.
Oh yeah, like a mosaic tile at the bottom.
Oh, I love mosaic tile at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Yes, so mosaic tile
ask
with
about
like
the effigy in the center.
Oh, you're just talking effigy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't ask
probably
the whole
like
fountain.
A fishy type of thing.
Okay.
Right. Like a.
It doesn't
old
even have to be an effigy. I just want to know what your extravagant fountain.
It could be, yeah.
The centerpieces.
The white whale from
what
Moby
is the
Dick.
Optical, the focal point of your extravagant fountain?
Maybe a scarecrow.
Just a huge
vulva. No, I like that. There we go. A vulva. Scarecrow.
Like a scarecrow leaning back with
so
an exposed
it's not,
vulva.
It's not
see?
As much
like
up
this.
As it is down.
There
like
we
you
go.
Look down into it and it's like a gaping
vulva shooting water
like,
out of it.
No, like moving into the earth. So it's like
it's
you look
water.
Down, you look down and it's like goes into a blackness.
How does the
a depth
water,
that
the
is
water
beyond your.
It?
It's an inverted
any
fountain.
Water play?
Yeah.
It's an inverted.
So the vagina sucks the water
okay.
in and then water
oh, and
spurts up at the
it's
edges.
It's going from all
oh,
the
okay.
edges
yeah.
down into
I understand.
It.
I understand. It's like one of those. Okay.
It's a real feminist film.
Yeah. And yours has a scarecrow, or is it the scarecrow on the side of this one? It sounds like...
they're the same fountain.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like Mount Rushmore. This is... All right. Well...
I'm thinking like a lingerie-clad scarecrow.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be in my...
Both of these can go to Areola 51. They both sound perfect at Areola 51.
Okay, what happened with Area 51? Did people go and find out the secret?
Yeah, I think...
I gotta talk to Cook. I feel like there are a lot of people who look like Cook at the...
80 people got arrested.
Oh, okay.
And they all had the, like, sideburns that bled into the mustache.
So they just grow naturally that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all that we found out was that 80 people got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many people showed up, though?
Probably 180.
Everyone who showed up got arrested.
Okay. So this wasn't something I knew
they're
about
still detained
until
in a hangar
the day
there.
Before.
I think a lot of people showed up for just the amount intrigue? Of organization. It wasn't very organized.
Okay.
So it was
kind so of the like idea that it was a tweet, and it's like, what would happen if we all showed up at Area 51? How are they going to stop us? All of us?
Yeah.
And they did.
They stopped all of them.
Yeah.
All 180 of them. I think there were more, but I can't be sure. Because I also didn't care about it.
Yeah.
It was it the first day of fall as well? Like there were a lot
of things. No, it was the same day as that, the climate.
Oh, yeah, the climate strike. That was more important than the Area 51.
But what was what was it called? The climate forum.
Okay. let's talk about Hype Man.
So is Flavor Flav the hype man in, that everyone thinks of?
Well, because
he doesn't do really. He's a music producer, but he can't rap. So all he does is like warm up the crowd.
Okay, so he's coming out and he's like, yeah. So it's just is he like pointing at people and
he just yells like, some shit or like, you get about excited. Who's going to be on stage and how excited they need to be about like every motherfucker that's about to hit the stage because like they're the wildest.
Okay, so yeah, was he in Public Enemy?
He's not, though, because there's not an opening act, because all he does, it's like the guy who says, like, ladies and gentlemen, like, about to come on the stage is a man who's, you know,
the that MC. Person.
The MC.
Okay.
The hype man is the just, MC. But he travels with the band. The hype man goes everywhere with you. Or he's like your little buddy who is, like, always hyping you up. He's just, like, dancing around you, like.
Yeah, so that's an
but Flava Flav. Is and or was in Public Enemy, is that correct? Okay.
What is hype?
It's what do they call this stuff?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about it. So you like hyperventilate, hyperextend. So it's kind of like the same word as Uber. It's like getting over.
It's excitement. Hype is just excitement. It's like getting everybody in the room. Like jump in and so ready for.
But like, I think the word hype just means like heightened. Like it goes above what it is.
It's just hyper without an R?
Well, hyper could be fast or like just. Like hyper by itself just means an accelerated rate.
Yeah.
So I think hyper, it's not. It's hyper something. I think hyper. My take on it was that it was hyper-enthusiasm.
Exactly.
And so it's like a person who tries to accelerate enthusiasm for a project
and
or
I think
for like
usually
a thing.
This hype person is probably like of diminutive stature.
Diminutive stature.
Yeah, like usually there's not like this big old hype man being like, yo, everybody get excited. Because no, it's usually like a little dude like running around. Like getting everybody amped up, like what, high energized hype person.
What about DJ Khaled though?
He's awful. He's a terrible hype man. I think he's terrible.
So what is he? He says what is his thing? And another one.
Another one. Right.
I don't even think he's a hype man. He's a producer.
Yeah, he's also like a DJ.
Yeah, but that's not a hype man.
Okay, like, so my only encounter with him was when he was on SNL and he was on the final episode of the previous season. And
he had like 10 like banging hip hop celebrities.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, they're like DJ Khaled. And yeah, so
and
it's
then
like
Drake, Snoop Dogg, like Lil Wayne.
And he's coming in between each one and he's like, yeah, this is my buddy. Here he comes.
Well, so he's acting as a hype man. In that instance, but that is not his full-time job.
But it, okay.
So you're speaking of an instance that I'm not familiar with, so I'm sorry that
his job
I was
lies
questioning
outside.
It.
So I apologize for bringing him up. You're saying the only true hype man reference that you have to bring is
I'm not at all. I'm not at all. I'm just expressing what I think they're like. And, you know,
you've heard hype men on rap albums where they just kind of repeat what the rapper is saying. Like
right. Are you
in instances where it's like, yeah. Or like,
yeah. What was that guy?
Wayne.
Oh, Little Wayne. No, that's not the... Who was the guy like 10 years ago?
Little John.
Little John, yeah.
But he's...
Okay, let me throw it at you this way. Don King is also a hot
I thought of Don King, definitely.
So it doesn't have to be in the rap world. Like, exactly. Like, a hype man outlies. It isn't just about catchphrase.
Well, Andy Richter is the hype man for Conan.
Pretty much, if he got a little bit more excited. Like, he's getting the audience to, like,
he's a
pump
bad
their
hype man.
Yeah, if it was, like, the Arsenio Hall show, and, like, he's getting everybody excited, like...
Hank Kingsley.
If he was shooting shirts out of a t-shirt cannon, he'd be a hype man.
Because that's a good thing that hype men do. And hype man... It's such an important role.
I mean,
role.
This seems to be a cultural impasse here where it's like, I feel like we don't, like,
okay.
I, as a white person, am like, oh, that's like, I'm going to make fun of that person who's going to be the hype person.
No, when you're
in, not. Yes, I am. I think I instinctually am making fun
of
that person.
You're going to make fun of the Suns gorilla?
Okay, so that's another thing. Mascots.
Yeah,
mascots are
that's
glorified.
That's what I'm saying.
Hype,
yeah,
because
then
men.
We're like, okay, this person is like, this person is anthropomorphized the opposite, like put into a character where it's like, oh, it's okay for that person to be ridiculously silly, and we're gonna accept
it's
that.
Camp. It's supposed to be campy. The people respond
it is
well
campy.
To camp.
Yeah, but why do I have prejudice
campy.
Against somebody who's just like, yeah, this person fucking rocks. You guys should hear this person and how great they are because I think they're amazing and I want to spread the word.
I'll tell you why. Because when it's not campy, it's propaganda.
So hype people are... spreading propaganda.
No, you gotta be campy. Otherwise, people are like, ugh, like this is.
I
like,
think they're kind
of
like super fans, right? They're just like.
That's what I was thinking. Like, these people believe so much that the thing that they're slinging.
I agree with that.
Is the dopest shit. And they're just like, okay, if you haven't tried it, you don't know what you're talking about.
Like the guy who
and then,
opened
like,
his
if
own
you have
kiosk
tried it and
at
you
the mall.
Don't like it.
His the guy who
kiosk?
Opened the
his own,
kiosk.
Like, he doesn't work at the kiosk. He opened the kiosk. He's like, I make this hand cream at my house, and I want to rub the sample on your hands.
Not getting the connection. Is he the hype man for himself?
No, for his hand cream.
Oh, he's... Well, exactly. You're like a salesperson for somebody's talent. You're...
Because
often
I
think talented people like have a hard time saying like I'm good at this.
Yeah,
so a hype person is there to be
like
this guy is really good at this.
Because people don't like someone with a huge ego being like, oh, like I'm this bad motherfucker. Like look at me, I'm bad. But if someone's like, this guy's bad. Like look at how bad this guy is. Check him out. There, it's like he can just stand there. He doesn't have to say anything. It's like the manager. In like professional wrestling, if you will, that's the hype man.
Right.
Usually the guy will just stand back there and the manager will hype him up and he doesn't have to say anything. And it gives him credo because he's tough, silent type.
From The Godfather?
Oh, that's Guido.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I love hype men.
When
hype,
you talked about
the
mall
woman?
Guy.
Is there a
thinking,
hype woman?
Yeah, like the lady who like fucking fucks a car and like they take pictures of it.
What?
You know,
like in are
you
talking the White Snake video?
Oh, no, I see what he's talking about. I thought he was talking about Lowrider magazine.
No, it's just like a woman in a bikini like on a fucking Mustang.
Well,
but,
yeah,
like,
or like cheerleaders.
So you're talking about Lowrider
cheerleaders are like
he's talking about Lowrider magazine.
And that's like the hype woman for the car.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn.
But she doesn't care about it. That's the thing.
She doesn't care.
She isn't, like, unless it's her car and her bikini and her driveway, then she's hype woman.
She just cares about the paycheck.
Yeah.
No, she's just selling sex, and then the sex is associated with the car.
Yes.
She's not just saying, like, this is such a good car. She's like,
but if,
sex.
But
this
if
it, is
if
sex
it's,
and we're...
Well, I mean, not all of her. Like, she's not one person. I'm
no,
sure
I mean,
there's
it's
some
a,
woman
it's a sales strategy.
Who loved a car so much that she's like, yeah, I'm going to like
pose on
put
it,
a bikini on.
Yeah. Probably
and, like, get on top of
it. No,
this
I
car.
Think she's going to like get on the car and be like, I fucking love this car.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a hype woman.
Yeah, hyping it up.
Nobody who's doing that, though.
Nobody's so doing it.
What would your ideal hype, I'm going to even go instead of hype person, if you had could like get a hype creature, like what would your, if you had something to hype you up, it would go like bust open and be like, yo, like I.
Okay. We need to back up for a second because all of our comments about the hype person have been slightly like talking down to this hype person.
I'm pulling back on that.
We need to say, we need to acknowledge that the hype person has a real important, they play a real important part in any artistic
they
endeavor.
They probably have the most charisma of like anyone in the room, and that's like what their talent lies in, is like limitless, boundless charisma.
Yeah, bringing the hype.
Yeah, exactly. Charismatic. That's what their talent is.
Yeah.
Then that's why they should be acknowledged and appreciated, is because they can control the
room. Yeah, it's certainly a thing that artists a lot of times lack, is like that type of charisma.
Well, I mean, now I'm thinking of it almost as like a, it is like part of, because they're not your advertiser, they're not your manager, they're not, well, they could be your manager, but they're not your sales representative. They're not.
No, they're not from the company. They're usually just they're like a friend of yours.
Yeah, and you need an array of people to support you if you're going to really rise up out of, what do you call it?
Poverty.
Obscurity.
Oh, obscurity. Yeah,
same
I think,
difference.
I think the hype person is an important part of any like band or art project or just whatever you're trying to sling as a content creator. Like this podcast could use a hype person, you know, like just,
I mean,
somebody
that's
kind of
how I came up with the idea.
Someone who is so enthusiastic about this podcast that they would just like tell everyone about it. Cause I'm going to tell like three people about it.
We
and
used
I'm
to have
like, not
a few of them.
Some hypers?
Yeah, Vic Anderson used to be a hype person for this podcast.
You're talking about the Viper?
Yeah, the Vipe. Vipe would hype it.
That Vipe hype. Ooh, couldn't get more listens than with the Vipe hype.
I think that maybe. I think the bowling league helped. I think.
Did the bowling league listen to the podcast?
Yeah, I think that Desi, when she was bartending, would hype the podcast to the bowlers.
Yeah, as of the group, I suspect that Desi is the best at hype among us.
Yeah.
I'm thinking none of us are good at it.
Yeah, us three. We're the,
I don't know.
These
I can,
are the weaklings.
I can push some parking spots on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
I can hype a parking spot up.
So give me some.
$40.
Were you making some nice sounds?
No, it's more like down there on the left next to that Toyota.
and then you point harder.
Yeah,
like
if they try
to
argue.
You thrust your finger faster.
There was some guy. There's only one arguer. Okay, I'll tell you the one arguer from the Notre Dame game. So it was hilarious.
What?
Sorry, I thought I heard a child's voice.
I thought maybe I did too, but it might have been your cat. So usually we get at least one arguer a week, you know, who like baby boomer wants to like either argue the price or where to park. But one guy this motherfucking week, this fucking guy, he pulls up into the parking lot. He's like, any wiggle room on the price? I got two young kids in here. I just looked him deadpan. I said, I could fill that spot up all day, dude. Like, I give two fucks. You got two young kids in here and your BMW.
He should have
any wiggle room on
the
price. I got two young kids in here.
Like,
any wiggle room on the price? I've got two young kids. That's crazy.
You should have said, yeah, I could charge you $120.
Yeah. I could fill the spot up all day. You
kids park free in this lot.
Oh, nice one. That is charisma. Here. That is what it takes to be a hype man.
I guess I probably would have said something like that.
Too, but.
Well, kids park free.
No charge for the kids. Yeah. it's just a flat 40.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry, kids park free. Dickhead. I wish I would have been smart enough to tell him that. Oh, don't worry, your kids can park for free. It's $40.
Did he leave? Like, no, he's not going to get a better deal.
He had the $40 in his hand. It's like,
Was it
no, he was serious. Because at first he said a little wiggle room on that. And I was like, oh, don't worry, we're parking close, but you're not going to get hit. Because that's a lot of people are worried about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, no, the price. Any wiggle room on the price? I got two young kids in here. And at that point, like, I should have taken my sunglasses down and just been giving him the dead eye. Like, are you serious?
Well, I appreciate you raising him right and bringing them dogs games early.
Yeah. when the entry level
have a lust for parking.
Entry level ticket price is $1,000 for that game. $1,000 ticket in the nosebleeds. $1,000.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah, I think it's one of the biggest games of the year for football, for college football.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well,
it's BD.
It's done, though.
So
it's
do you guys do trivia and stuff anymore, or you retire that?
Yeah, last week we did.
Well, might as well do it now, right?
Oh, can I just say something about...
hype people?
No, about tortillas. I made tortillas this week for the first time, and it was really fun and easy.
Cool.
Yeah, because I've been trying to make more bread that's quick and easy.
Ah, quick and easy bread.
Yeah, I mean, if you call tortillas bread.
Yeah, how does one make sprouted grain bread in their home bread maker?
I don't have a bread maker.
Oh.
And I haven't made sprouted grain bread.
Have you ever made a bread maker?
No, I've never made a bread maker.
I think I could build a bread maker.
What about, right in the bread maker.
Okay, Eddie's reading the cards tonight. I know you got a lot on your plate, though, but can we hear that sweet, sweet intro?
So is the bread maker the stomach?
The bread maker is the yeast.
Oh, yes. That doesn't... Not exactly true, though. It can go unleavened.
But you're right.
Unleavened cornbread baked in a Dutch oven.
You guys are arguing about bread right now?
It still has baking soda.
No, it doesn't have to.
You're saying nothing?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Sounds dense.
It is. It's an 18th century recipe. All right, let's do this.
Have you made it?
I watched it on YouTube, but 2 days ago.
Are you going to make it?
Hell no.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be really chewy and probably not sweet if it was made that long ago.
He made it in a Dutch oven that he just like covered in coals in like a greased pan. Anyways, Eddie.
Is this some prepper shit?
The opposite. It was like 18th century cooking.
I think we're going to do Nick at Night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Classic TV trivia.
Get on that orange couch. Didn't we talk about the orange couch?
That's Nick. This is after the orange couch. This is late night.
Oh, okay.
Nick at Night.
Okay.
Classic television.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. Thanks for setting me straight. Snick.
What was the name of the prehistoric fire-breathing pet on the Munsters? Don't point at me. Put your finger down.
I'm thinking it's something. It's a very dog-like name. I'm going for Buster or Buddy. Rover. I'll go with Rover.
Fido.
Wait, okay. Go with your first just regular-ass dog name. And that's Buster. And yours is Rover?
Fido.
Okay, Spot was the answer. Oh. But good.
Those were all very regular ass dog names,
I
thought.
Spot's like the classic one, but.
Well, that's just because you saw the card first.
Yeah. Oh, boy. These are hard.
Any welcome back Cotter questions?
Are they all monsters?
How many? Yeah. Just like deeper, more intricate monsters questions. How many of the 8 years the Andy Griffith Show ran did it make the top 10 show list? How many of the 8 years the Andy Griffith Show ran?
I'm
going to
say seven.
I'm going to say six.
And the answer is all eight.
Oh, man.
I kind of had a feeling it was all eight.
Mm-hmm. That Andy.
Love Andy Griffith Show.
I never watched
it. I've been watching
it
on YouTube. I'm sorry, not YouTube. It's free on Amazon Prime. It's
so
really
is
good.
He a widower?
We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
And finally.
I was a Leave It to Beaver fan myself.
How much did Mary's first apartment rent for a month on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Let's get a different card.
$300. $300.
Different card.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show?
$300.
I'll say, yeah, $89.
$130. $130 per month.
That's what time people who watch Mary Tyler Moore go to bed at night.
My mom watches it. It's reruns, a good show. In Nick at Night land.
What do you have against the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
That all those questions were entirely too
hard. Wait, so Nick at Night is just like TV land?
Same thing.
Okay.
Before it was TV land, it was just like after Nick was done, that okay. late night, they would play Nick at Night. That's where I watched Welcome Back, Cotter and F Troop. Survival. Hey, man.
What?
Is that Bible trivia?
Yeah, going to the Bible one.
Maybe.
You're passing on the Bible trivia?
Justinian was the first answer. Okay, maybe this one. Trivial Pursuit Millennium?
Okay.
Yeah.
Millennial edition.
I was graduating high school.
What nation's 34-mile rail tunnel is the longest in the world?
I'll go with...
34 miles.
Rail tunnel. Isn't that the tunnel? Probably. I'll go with the UK.
Who is Switzerland? Eddie?
Japan.
Aw, man.
Good guesses. What classical conductor won posthumous Grammy Awards in 91, 92, and
93? 1991. Conductor. There's so many that... to choose from that it could be.
He's a classical one.
Is Sousa,
but I guess he was also
Sousa,
dead.
Philip Sousa, John Philip Sousa, is that a guy?
Yeah, he wrote like
the marches. Yeah. Are you a conductor if you do that, or a composer?
No, you're a composer if you do that.
Okay, do composers also conduct?
Do the wand, the baton.
I don't know any of them.
Okay.
Maybe I'll know this guy once you say his name. Or girl, gal.
You gonna guess? Donnie?
Who is John Henry, Eddie?
Leonard Bernstein.
Oh,
the next one.
I've heard of that guy.
What couple did the Archbishop of Canterbury wed, gushing, "Here's the stuff of which fairy tales are made"?
Who? Okay. Can
I'll
I take
say
the lead on
Charles
this one?
And Di.
Yeah, of course it's Charles and Di.
It was Charles and
yeah,
Di.
Everyone knows it's Charles and Di.
I just did a John Lennon recitation. How many of every four Polish rivers were deemed biologically dead by 1990?
What? That's sad.
I'd say one in four Polish rivers.
What's wrong with all those rivers?
Wait, how many do you guess out of four? I'm
hoping one.
It's three. Okay. What golfer nixed Clinton's invite to a 50th anniversary tribute to Jackie Robinson in favor of catching rays in Cancun?
Oh, that sounds like Tiger Woods to me.
No. Who is Jack Nicholson?
Tiger Woods.
That was a famous snub.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what future first lady did Wellesley College's classmates dub Sister Frigidaire? That's not nice.
Sister Frigidaire?
Yeah.
I think Eleanor Roosevelt was pretty Frigidaire. I don't know if she went to Wellesley.
Who is Roseanne Barr, Eddie?
The future first lady was Hillary Rodham
Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Miss Frigidaire.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being cold.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It gets cold outside.
So you got...
I'll hype a cold woman.
Anything to talk about besides what we've already talked about?
Anything to hype?
No. Yeah, I've got a lot more to say. Darn it.
Listen to Meg's podcast.
October 29th. The final Murdoch Cassettes night at Go Bar, October 29th, 2 days before Halloween.
Oh,
there
nice.
There'll be a bowl of candy.
What's gonna be in the bowl?
Candy.
Corn.
Which kind?
The corn.
Which kind? Oh, no, you can't put candy corn.
Yes,
it's gonna
you can.
Be covered
I
in
a bag of candy corn and those little
it's gonna
pumpkins
be covered
tonight.
In feces
from the people. It's true.
Yeah, homemade,
okay,
homemade
feces
cookies.
Covered candy corns.
We appreciate you listening. AthensPublic.com for everything.
Wash your bathrooms.
We'll talk to you some other time.
And your hands.
And we appreciate
in the bathroom.
Good night.